True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't be a hero.
Okay.
You're not a
done
cop.
Done and done.
Okay. All right, this is for people listening, not you specifically. You are not a cop. You are not responsible for policing the world around you.
You're not trained.
Thank you. Yeah, in fact, you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because this story from the city of Rochester is not only the perfect example of why what we're talking about you should listen to.
Yeah.
It's also hilarious.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You know what folks are sick of racing around the city of Rochester?
What's that?
Illegal dirt bikes and ATVs.
Oh, yeah. These dirt jackals.
It's out of control, dummy. And despite all the work and the policies that the city of Rochester and the RPD have put in, the bikes persist.
Yeah.
So maybe, Tommy, it takes some brave citizens to go out and handle it on their own.
So somebody stepped up.
That's right. On Saturday, a man decided to do just
that. He was a dirt bike hero?
Well, the RPD is calling it a road rage incident, which, by the way, Dirt Bike Hero, one of my favorite Foreigner songs.
Dirt Bike Hero!
Got dirt in his spokes. A 55-year-old man in a Jeep decided to follow after bikes and ATVs that he had some kind of problem.
Mm.
Now, please say the 55-year-old man.
That's perfect Jeep age.
Followed them from Monroe Avenue to Highland Ave. Okay. Chased after them in his Jeep.
Wait, so the chase was on?
Chase was on, man. The local magistrate.
So he's kind of like staging his own police chase.
I mean, Kimmy, if the allegations are true, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. He is chasing these dirt bikes and the ATVs, according to police, from Monroe to Highland Ave. And that is bad. Yeah. That is bad. But it gets worse.
What happened?
The dirt bikes and the ATVs, presumably fearing for their safety, decided to go off-road to try and lose this car.
Well, they are dirt bikes.
Yeah,
so,
they have that advantage.
And you're actually getting what you want here because now they're off the street.
So the motocross is on.
You got it. But here's the thing, Tommy.
Yeah?
This 55-year-old Jeep driver was not going to be deterred.
Well, that's a Jeep, son. Won the war.
Authorities say he also went off-road so he would not lose them.
So he went four-wheel drive.
That's right. On domestic soil. So now you have a 55-year-old, just regular-ass guy.
Spinning dirt, chasing off-road. These jackals.
This is no longer the street.
Yep, you chased through two city neighborhoods. You are now off-road.
Well, when they show you those Jeeps and those ads, they are all-terrain, man. Yay. They're going over rocks and stuff.
Really putting it to the test.
Yeah, you're like fishing for salmon and
stuff. Okay, well, see, here's the thing. Maybe maybe they're not as all-terrain as we thought they were.
What happened?
Because police say when the Jeep Wrangler decided to go off-road, the 55-year-old man lost control and hit a fire hydrant.
Oh, man. There is nothing more humiliating than hitting a fire hydrant because it's used in every sequence of comedy.
Yep.
Like the Blues Brothers or all those police chase scenes. Like the final scene is just a, you know, it's over, baby.
The only thing that would have made it funnier is if there were two men carrying a giant pane of glass across the street. Okay, so he goes off-road, he hits the fire hydrant, loses control. That's when the 55-year-old in the Jeep Wrangler decided to flee the scene.
Oh, maybe I've gone too far.
Yep. Wait, he left?
He left. So it turns out maybe this guy who might have been sick and tired of these lawbreakers is now on the run himself.
But there's nobody more documented than a 55-year-old guy.
Agreed. I agree with all of everything you're saying.
Like, because you know, he's got registrations all up to date, all that stuff. So they know who he is.
Also, look for the Jeep with the giant dent in the front.
Damp and dented, Kimmy. The suspect, to your point, Tommy, was later found and arrested. Okay. By the way,
I'd love to know where he ran to in the middle of Highland Park.
Yeah, it said he fled the scene. He could have fled with his vehicle.
Yeah.
I thought the vehicle was there.
It said he fled the scene. Yeah. You know, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
Because you had a fire hydrant. That thing's got to be effed.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't give much, those hydrants.
By the way, two of the dirt bikers, Tommy, fell off their bikes during the chase and had to had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. So, Tommy, so far this has been nuts.
Yes.
You got frustrated citizen allegedly taking the law in their own hands, and we're all sick and tired of these illegal dirt bikes running roughshod all over the city, right? Illegal dirt bikes all over the place, super illegal. What is the one thing, one more detail, that could make this story go from funny to genuinely hilarious?
Okay. Did this guy's Jeep... There was an issue with the guy's Jeep.
Nope. You ready for this?
What was that?
It turns out, according to police, all of the dirt bikes he was chasing were street legal.
So they were...
Yeah, they were allowed to be on the road! Yes. They were street legal! Also, police say they never actually found an ATV. So there's no word on whether or not there was an ATV in the whole crew. Everyone that was there was legal.
Street legal.
The whole time. The 55-year-old citizen on patrol was arrested, charged with reckless endangerment and criminal mischief, and he has a court date coming up. Kimmy, I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, it said they didn't have to, tow their vehicles or anything because they were all above board.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We needed this story today. It's a wonderful reminder that you almost always need to mind your own business.
Yes. Yeah, but some guys can't.
Why?
They just can't.
Why? You ain't the police, man.
I just want to know what sparked the chase in the first place. Did he just see them and instantly get angry? Did they pass him because he was going too slow? Like, I want to know what sparks that kind of outrage where you're willing to take your vehicle off
and
road
destroy
to chase
it.
These people down.
I mean, Kimmy, it's great. It's a great question. I mean, you're right. He did destroy it. It said road rage, but we don't know the details of the road rage.
Right.
All right, look. This story, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This story gives you three reasons why you deciding to be the police is a bad idea.
Yeah, but it gets my blood a-boiling.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I bet you it was boiling. The boil got dampened down by the cold water raining down upon you after you hit the fire hydrant.
But, what was your end game anyways?
Justice.
Even if you caught up to these people, what were you going to do?
All right, so let's talk about
Dirty Harry.
Reason number one, you should never be the police. To your point. You lost a fire hydrant. Two guys ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank God no one was seriously hurt or killed, which could have happened very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this 55-year-old guy accused of all these things got his hands on the dirt bikers. What is the plan?
Right.
What is your plan?
You can't arrest him.
Yes.
You're gonna just hold them there until the police come.
You can't
understand.
Hold them. I need
In his mind, he probably thinks he can.
I just don't get
But how? They're not going to stay there. What are you going to do, pull out a gun and point it at them? Because you're going to jail for that, too.
We're not
going to
let you punks get away with this. Me and Smith and Wesson.
And you've been arrested for menacing.
People at the Jeep Corporation.
You've never
put this fire hydrant here.
Are you going to try and hit them with your car? That's, was that your plan?
Well, he was going to corner them, knock them off their bikes, and then pin them down.
Okay, with his car?
I don't know yet.
All right. Were you going to try and kick their asses? Because there were more of them than you, right?
Yeah, but he got his steps in that day. He got his 10,000 in, buddy.
No, he was in the Jeep the whole time.
Oh.
Jeep the whole time. If there was a big enough issue to begin with, why did you not call the cops from there? Because here's the thing. Your chase ended with them not arrested either. So if your argument is, the police aren't going to get there in time, hey, you hit a fire hydrant, took off running. The second reason why you deciding to be the police is a bad idea, as we just told you,
what's that?
These guys weren't breaking any laws.
Yeah.
They have not been charged with a damn thing. And if you were an actual cop, you would have been able to determine that pretty quickly by running the plates on their dirt bikes. That wasn't suspicious? You didn't see the little license plates and go,
check.
That doesn't say Nashville, Tennessee on it as a fun play license plate I got on Broadway. Third reason.
What is that?
You do not have the skill you think you have when it comes to apprehending the perp.
Yeah, but every 55-year-old man thinks he has the skills.
Okay, no, let me say this again.
You wouldn't even be able to catch up to them.
Yeah, but you think
if they got off and ran and it was a foot chase, you're not coming close.
Let me just get a hold of them.
And what?
What if I snatch them?
And what?
Oh, I give them what for?
I'm going to say this again.
Go ahead.
Listen carefully. You do not have the skill you think you have when it comes to apprehending the perp. Because in this story.
I just watched Nashville 911 last night. I know what to do with these punks.
You know what's on Nashville 911?
A burning guitar. That's their logo.
Cops also, even though they're not real cops. Rob Lowe couldn't be a firefighter out there.
Well, first of all, why don't you put out that guitar?
The citizens in the police chase.
Yeah.
Went awry. The citizen in the police chase went awry pretty quickly when he made the off-road decision. And I would love to be in that car. I would have loved to be in the car next to him to see the look on his face the moment he hit that fire hydrant. That oh no moment. Because it sounds like maybe, you know, the police giving up on chases like actual cops have to do might be a pretty good idea in hindsight. Because now you just hit a fire hydrant in your Jeep trying to go off-road to catch dirt bikers.
And nobody got a picture of it?
Even a police officer in their car wouldn't go off-road in that situation.
Don't.
Thank you. Thank you. 252 WCML. We're talking about a 55-year-old man, City of Rochester, on Saturday. There was some kind of road rage incident, according to police, where he decided to take off after what are being called dirt bikers and ATVers. He chased them, according to police, from Monroe Ave all the way down to Highland. The dirt bikers, presumably fearing for their safety, decided to off-road to try and lose him. He then also decided to go off-road in his Jeep, and when he did that, he lost control of the Jeep, hit a fire hydrant. He then fled the scene, and the ass-kicker of all ass-kickers, by the way, two dirt bikers fell off their bike, had to be hospitalized. Hopefully they're okay. But the entire time, the dirt bikers he was chasing were on legal for the street dirt bikes. They were registered and legal. None of those guys were arrested. And the ATV he claims he was also chasing was never found.
Damn.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Why you so dumb? Why you so dumb? Why you so dumb? Maybe, Tommy, we need to establish a mantra for all of the folks who think they're police officers in the greater Rochester.
All right, so what's your mantra?
Are you ready? Say these three things over and over.
Oh, is it like a chant?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
You do not know the law like you think you do.
I'm good enough.
You're not, though. You're not good enough because you're not. No, you're not okay. You do not know the law like you think you do.
I'm bad enough.
You do not have the authority you think you have. You are not as tough as you think you are.
Gosh darn it, I'm not going to take it no more.
Let's say it again.
Right.
You do not know the law like you think you
good
do.
Enough.
You do not have the authority you think you have.
Tough enough.
You are not as tough as you think you are.
Ain't gonna take it no more.
And if you keep repeating those three things,
your mantra,
to yourself at all times, you too can keep yourself out of bad situations.
Okay.
And everyone else around you out of danger. Like, I almost hope this guy, the part of me wishes this guy would have gotten out of his Jeep and confronted multiple men on dirt bikes.
After chasing them,
thank
too.
You.
So, like, after putting their lives in danger.
Yes, like
everybody's life in danger, his own. I mean, he put his own life in danger in the situation.
I have done really, really, really stupid things in my life.
Yeah, we all have.
But I would think that any man that has been punched in the face at some point would understand, I don't care. You could be the biggest, baddest man on the planet. Mike Tyson is going to have a hard time against three regular people that are jumping on top of him.
I mean, you have to figure, he probably got punched in the face by his airbag.
Oh, good point.
I mean, that had to have gone off if he hit that.
Yeah, if you hit that thing square on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like at that moment when that thing deploys, are you like, I've made a mistake here. I'm going to go home now.
If he's got a wife, he has to go home to and explain all of that.
Bro. Well, you know he lied.
Yeah.
Well, you can't
lie. He lied up front until the cops came and knocked on his door.
The lie was I swerved to get out of the way of the dirt bikers. You know, you're still going to blame the dirt bikes, but it's going to be a different situation in your head when you actually tell somebody about it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, you just don't do it. I had an accident. That was the end of it. Yeah, I think also the ass kicker, too.
What was that?
He would said, like, every 55-year-old man is the most documented person, like, on the planet. Like, they went and found him immediately. Yeah. So, like, let's say he does have a wife.
Yeah.
Right? If the allegations are true, all this stuff. You know he went home, and he did not tell the truth about what happened.
Yes.
And then if they found him at his house, he then had to back that story up and explain over again what really happened as the cops were taking him out of his place if they went to his house.
And he's going
to
miss the end of the Ryder Cup.
Tommy.
What?
Is there any sincere, like, legitimate solution?
No. To men?
To guys thinking that they're law enforcement?
No. I mean, my Both of my brothers are these guys. You laugh at me for being a coward and a hider.
Yeah.
But it works in my favor.
Okay, well, no, but there are circumstances where you should call 911. Oh, where I you can call... step into...
Yes.
No, you say all the time you don't call 911. No, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to have to file a report.
I think my way is better than his way. And now I guarantee there's probably a better dude out there. But I don't want... Both of my brothers, they hit this point where they get frustrated and they just... It's wrong. I got to fix it. You know? And they go stomping off and effing things up. My brother grabbed a goddamn high-tension electrical cable thinking he's helping out the power company. You can't straighten that guy out. He almost got shot out of his shoes.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. This comes in from Paul. Paul says, if the cops aren't able to take care of it, it is on us to police our own communities. That's why they have things like a citizen's arrest. Define a citizen's arrest.
Okay, that's from like...
Pretty sure... Not quite the same.
No, what is it?
It was something that they used to... It was always a joke in sitcoms. That's the only time I've ever heard of it.
I'm placing you under citizen's
arrest.
Yes. Please explain to me what citizen's arrest
is. I have a right to hold you till the authorities get here, even though I don't know what happened.
Kimmy, okay. Google in New York State. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, citizen's arrest is when a private citizen detains someone suspected of a crime rather than a law enforcement officer.
Okay, but is that legal in New York State?
Oh, let's see.
Thank you. Because, again, let's go back to a point we brought up in the story earlier.
What's up?
How am I going to detain the person that is accused of a crime?
Am I supposed to sit on you or something?
Thank you, right? Because everything I can
bear do... Bear hug you?
Everything I would be doing to detain you is also against the law.
Like a sleeper hold or something? Dude, I don't have any equipment. I'd have to use my bare arms to, like, hold you.
Which you have a right to, by the way.
Well, that's right. Ask Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes, it is legal to make a citizen's arrest in New York, but the conditions are specific and require the arresting individual to have reasonable cause to believe a felony was committed or have personally witnessed a misdemeanor being committed.
Okay.
That's about the vaguest lie I've ever heard of, man.
And how?
That's an interpretation of what you just saw.
God, why would you?
Yeah, get involved.
Just saying, with all of the liability. The risk you are putting on your health, the risk you are putting on their health, the risk that you are actually breaking the law and that person did not, which we see in this story. Why? Why? What is the benefit? Just so you can go to the bar later and be
brag.
Like, you know what I did?
Yeah. That has a little bit to do with it.
And the worst part is, for this guy, his name is now all over the papers, so he's not even going to get to live this down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All his buddies are going to see it.
Yeah. That's the worst, man.
One more time.
What's that?
This is for everybody.
What are we going to do?
You do not know the law like you think you do. You do not have the authority you think you have. You are not as tough as you think you are. And all of that is okay. It doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't mean you're ignoring the problems of the society around you. It just means you're a person. Because if you want to be a cop, you can go be a cop.
Okay.
You can go
take
the test.
Well, 55, you're probably
out of copping. Story last week said the Greece Police Department are looking for volunteer cops.
Oh, okay.
So I believe at that age, you're allowed to go and get
volunteer.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if there were age limits.
By the way, man.
Yeah.
Why anyone would want that job? Volunteer police officer.
Well, you're not really. I mean, I didn't think they were
allowed to make arrests.
Oh, really?
Okay, that's according to the story. Now, they've only made one arrest in like 14 years.
Okay.
You get a little bit of authority.
Yeah, you
do. It's absolutely going to go to your head.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This job pays well, gets you great benefits.
Fantastic.
Folks are always happy to see you.
Yeah.
And it may be a job right now that nobody wants based on some things that have happened.
So what happened? Lately.
Well, look, one of these recent stories is not like the other.
Yeah.
And I would argue this story is maybe more unsettling than the very scary other things that have happened.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Postal carriers in the city of Rochester are having a rough go lately.
Okay.
In recent weeks, there have been about a half dozen incidents where postal carrier men and women, how about that?
Yeah.
Have been robbed on their routes.
Like, I'm working and
all of a sudden they get robbed.
God damn.
Some of them have been assaulted in the process.
Yeah.
It's not good. Not good. So bad, in fact, that the union and the Postal Police Department, which we learned was a real thing last year, Kim, are getting involved to try and fix the problem, try and come up with a solution, keep these folks safer. And that's a good thing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And in this specific story, we're going to tell you, the beginning seemed like another one of those situations. Because on Thursday, a postal worker was attacked on 7th Street on the city's northeast side, and it happened just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Police say a woman began harassing the mailman, and as it started to get scarier and scarier, this mail carrier, the man, knowing how things have gone, he began to retreat back to his truck.
Yeah.
The woman
Not the safest-looking vehicle.
Yeah, it looks very typical.
It looks like a toy.
Yeah, I do want to drive one, though. They look like fun.
But they look like fun.
Because
they don't look like real cars.
That's what I'm saying. And then you're driving on the other side of the car, which is weird, right? I wonder how long that takes getting used to.
Oh, yeah. Very British.
Anywho, the postal worker eventually retreated to their truck, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the woman, according to police, allegedly struck the vehicle with a bottle.
So what was her problem?
That's just it. Nobody knows.
She didn't take anything.
She just assaulted the...
She just was...
The Postal Service.
Following them around.
It doesn't sound like, one, these were related to the other incidents.
Yeah.
Two, police believe she was trying to rob them. The 43-year-old suspect was arrested. She got a court date coming up. And the good news, no one was hurt. And the mailman was able to drive off and call 911 from a safer location.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
What's that?
All right. Between getting robbed and assaulted and this situation we just told you now, which one is a scarier situation in your opinion?
The physical harm.
Okay.
I mean, Tommy's experienced both.
Yes.
So you have a perspective most people don't have.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, they both will stay with. I will say this. You'll remember them for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
There won't be a week that goes by. Something will go, oh, yeah, remember that thing that scared the living crap out of you?
You know, when it comes to these two situations side by side, like getting robbed and assaulted for what's in your bag would be terrifying.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to downplay that situation.
Right.
But in that case, you're aware of what they want, right? Like, you could give up the satchel, and ideally, the situation is over with.
Yes.
Like, you have neutralized the situation, you are gone.
I'll give up my buddy's satchel.
No, I've heard you've never given up a buddy's sack. That sack's all mine. Nom, 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 nom. In the situation we have this morning, the allegations here, this woman was coming at the postman, according to police, and he didn't know why.
Right.
Right?
Like a crazy woman.
There would be a moment, if you are that postman, where you realized that she didn't want to rob you, and you now have to try and figure out what the situation is. Did you do something to her personally? Did you do something wrong in your capacity as a mailman to upset her? Is she just a crazy? Do I have to talk sense to her to get out of here? Do I just run?
It's like, just a random thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what is my... If I'm getting robbed, I know what the situation is.
Right.
In this...
I don't know what
instance,
you want.
Exactly. Yeah. What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, and it happened so fast and out of nowhere.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Happy Bills victory.
Thank you, buddy.
My grandfather was a mailman from the 1940s up until the 60s. And as a little kid, I can remember seeing his mailbag after he retired at home, and it had a holster sewn in. Back then, they were federal employees. They were allowed to carry a firearm with them while they were on the job.
Is that true, or is your grandpa just crazy?
No, it was really true.
Wait a minute, bro.
It was his military.
You can't tell me that the
revolver.
You can't tell me that the postman when I was a kid had guns.
Well, back then they only had to ring once. Kimmy, can we go?
Was he on horseback?
In fact, he only had to use it twice. Both times against dogs, and let's just say he's the only one who went home for dinner that night.
Aw, Barbara,
wait, so
God's
your grandfather
sake.
Was a mailman who
yes.
brought his service revolver back from World War II and shot dogs.
Well, when you say it like
well,
that...
Well, that's what he's saying.
Well, hold on, there's context.
He said he took his service revolver from World War II and shot dogs with it, and everybody was fine.
Well, if he's being attacked by a dog, what choice
Bro,
does he have?
It didn't happen. You couldn't open shoot
You're not going to trust
yeah,
a man.
You allow a dog to attack you and bite you? You do anything? Yo, he killed a third one with a ski pole.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you now, Barbara. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Mom, mailman, grandpa killed three dogs, one with a ski pole? With a ski
oh
pole?
My God. Oh, God.
Why would you call the show and tell us that story?
Because he thinks grandpa's a liar.
I mean, I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I mean,
as a federal employee,
just,
you're allowed to
yeah,
carry a firearm.
Maybe it just wasn't as... It sounds like it just wasn't as...
I just remember the postman
strict.
Like walking through my... As a little kid, I didn't remember having a weapon on him.
Well, yeah, because everyone knew you were going to pee your pants if he took it out. I mean, actually, on Instagram, that's what Chris writes us. He said, Tommy never forgets his assaults because it always reminds him that he peed his pants.
Yes, I did.
252-WCMF.
Takes a real man to admit you wet your britches.
Over the weekend, another incident involving a postman in the city of Rochester. There have been about a half dozen assaults and robberies, but that's not what this seems like. Again, a woman went after a postman. He was able to retreat to his car. She threw a bottle at the post officer's postman's car. He was able to go off, call 911. She's been arrested. Is mailman a job you would want right now?
It's still a really good job. I mean, depends what your route is, I guess.
I mean, pays well. You can always get your exercise in depending on your route. Great bennies. You get a pension.
The right. pension's huge.
But here's the thing. You know, when it says depending on the route, do you get to – they just hand you one, right? Like, you don't get to choose, do you?
Well, I guess where you – like, if you go through the postal service, do you get to choose, like – I guess they're just going to put you where they need you.
I mean, why? Maybe. You're looking at me asking me that
question.
Well,
I mean, you can't pick where you want to go because you have to go where there's a need for a guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if after some time you kind of get to be a little bit more selective with the area.
It depends how many dogs you've shot. You had to have at least 10 dead dogs under your belt because they always put those little stickers on the side of the post, the truck.
A ski pole?
I don't want to.
How did you get a hold of a ski pole?
I poked one. I skewered him.
Kimmy, would you want to be a mailman right now? It definitely
mail
pays more than what
woman,
you're making.
Excuse me? Mail person?
Postal
carrier. I always thought it would be a fun job until I watched like our mailman, like when we moved into our house a few years back and how many times, like, our mailman would get stopped on a regular basis by just people that wanted to talk his ear off. And
okay.
I'm like, you know what? That doesn't look as fun.
But it is one of those. It's kind of an isolated job, so maybe you look forward to those moments
but
where
usually,
people...
You'd upgrade
like,
your wardrobe.
Usually, like, he'd have his earbuds in, so that kind of is, like, the international symbol of, like, I'm in the zone here, you know?
Yeah.
Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Connor writes us. The mailman is only bringing bills and junk. Don't know why anyone would want to rob them. They got all kinds of expensive things in that bag now.
They also deliver Amazon and everything else.
Checks and cash, too, on top of that, and birthday cards. I mean, look, these people aren't robbing them. They know what they're doing. They know
Well, I wonder, though, like, if you're going to start to see people step in, because if you're somebody waiting on something to come in the mail, check, gift, whatever, and that mailman is a couple houses short before they get to you, and you see something going on, like, are you going to run in and be like, hey, cut it out.
Hey,
I need that package.
Kimmy, let's go back to our mantra from the break before. You do not know the law like you think you do. You do not have the authority you think you have.
You're right.
But you are not as tough as you think you are.
Kimmy's going in.
But I'm not. I can see other people doing that, though.
So we were asking about routes.
Yeah.
Erica writes us, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She must know about postal route.
Mm.
She says you get to choose based on availability and seniority. So the older guy is getting the cake of routes.
Oh, sure.
All right, let me ask you a question.
What is that?
Because I know you don't love walking because you're at that age now.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your steps in is tough.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
You get a safer route, but it's 4 more miles a day.
Of walking?
Yeah.
But I get to push that little cart around.
No. You got to carry the bag on your shoulder.
Like a satchel.
Yeah. But you also, it's got a holster for a gun. You're not supposed
to. Wait, I get a gun?
Nope, you're not supposed to carry a gun. But you get a holster, and no one can see inside.
Oh, I'm so proud to serve,
and
sir.
And you've been charged with federal charges.
No, you said I get to carry a gun.
No, I didn't say you get to carry a gun. I said you have a holster. You get Barber's Grandpa's old satchel.
Yeah, but they didn't even know, like, I have it.
Well, I mean, look, if it comes out, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Also, you get a ski pole.
Well, I'm in.
But you have to stab Barber to death.
Shooting and a poking and a shooting.
We did get one theory from somebody called in. People, there could be an uptick in this because inflation checks could be in the mail for people.
So those don't actually, I thought those hit the mail like Friday.
Oh, okay.
And these have been in the last 2 weeks.
It was one theory.
Wait, we're getting actual. Theory.
So yeah, people in New York State are getting checks from the state government. But,
so that's coming in the mail? They just deposit
in
the bank.
Yeah, it's actually, that's probably right. Yeah. But there are people that will be getting physical checks.
Don't have a bank account.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bank account. So outside of the robberies, and yes, I understand how silly that sentence sounds. Being a mailman, postal carrier, is a job where you are appreciated. Everyone loves the mailman.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, like, you will have relationships with people that can last decades depending on where you're routing.
Yeah.
It's one of the few jobs left where everybody smiles at you and is excited to see you.
Yeah, I love our guy.
Name me another job where everybody is happy that you're there.
Bartender. And even that can go south.
Yes. I mean, you got to deal with dicks.
Yeah.
I cannot think of another job where, short of quarterback of the Buffalo Bills right now, where everybody sees you and goes, oh, my God, you're here.
The mail's here.
Hey! It's got to do wonders for your self-esteem.
Sure.
Right? I think I'm in for that reason. I just want people to look at me and be like, I'm happy he's here.
Hmm.
All right. It'll happen for you, kid.
Yeah, but do you think as a mailman, though, you sometimes get blamed for things? Like if something doesn't show up that you expected it to,
there's got
to
be
issues. Yeah, I bet you there's still you still get the occasional angry. I wouldn't call him a customer. Angry
person. Thank you.
Yeah, person you deliver mail to.
Oh,
like they don't like. There's got to be like I don't like the way you put it in the mailbox.
Yeah,
the way you left
shoving
it
in there.
You left it on the porch wrong.
Okay, look, you're right, you're not wrong. I'm just speaking.
I think we had where they whining about it.
Yeah.
Like, why are you late today?
They didn't like their new mailman.
I don't know. I've never had a situation where anything went wrong with the mail where my first thought was, it's the mailman's
fault. Yeah, I don't
care.
Yeah.
Well, no.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, he's never screwed it up so bad that I'm pissed.
Is the outfit enough to get you to pass on the job?
I don't mind the outfit.
Short shorts, long black socks.
It's a tough look to pull off.
Right?
I mean, you get the support socks.
Yeah.
Comfortable rock ports.
Yep.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? It's gray and blue.
It's a very unique look, though. Like, they should let them wear longer shorts if they'd like. I don't know why.
Are they that short?
Oh, yeah, it's like John Stockton in a sauna.
Are they? Okay, I guess.
No, you got some. Unless my guy's just wearing
shorts?
Maybe
super short
shorts.
Oh. Yeah. I think my guy's got, like, normal, like, man shorts.
Yeah, you've been checking them out? No, look next time he comes by. Those shorts are shorter than you think.
Bro, he comes to my door. I talk to him. I bet you I talk to that dude 3 times a month.
Okay, that's reasonable.
No, you think that's weird?
No, I
have
just
little conversations with him. He's a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
Pat Duffy guy.
I argue
big Duffy cat.
Nobody's a big Pat Duffy.
Loves the Kimmy.
Joke's on you, and everyone hates Kimmy.
The Kimmy.
So he's lying to me.
No, I just argued that's why you would want to be a mailman. I'm not going to criticize you for conversing with the mailman. I will say this:
what's that?
They may be the last people on Earth who can pull off wearing a pith hat.
Oh, the pith helmet?
Yeah, pith helmet there. What's that idea?
The safari days.
No, I get it.
It must be back to when they had to, like, walk everything.
Okay.
You know, before horses and stuff. But they just, maybe, like,
but,
something like that.
But
like,
they still have
birds were attacking your head.
They still have the option for the pith helmet. I've seen them, right?
Like, well, it's to protect you from the elements, right? And birds.
Well, but you can, no, it's not really to protect you from birds.
Yes, it is.
So there's birds dive bombing mailmen to the point where you need a pith helmet.
No, but the pith helmet was designed for, like, birds coming after you.
Are you making this up?
No. So I can remember, like, that was like a big thing, like on safari. It's like a safari hat.
No, I understand. Like, the only two people in the history of the world that have ever worn those are British explorers and mail and postal carriers.
Yeah.
But I just don't get why the U.S. Postal Service decided you're all getting pith helmets if you want.
I bet you they got a good deal on them.
It says the it's to provide protection from sun and rain.
You can't get a bucket hat?
Those are so ugly. Now you look like McDermott bringing them in, man.
Bro, if we're okay, look,
and Pagula.
I agree with you. You're not going to wear a bucket hat on a date, but if we're going to talk about the ugliness of two hats side by side, the pith helmet's a thousand.
No, the
times.
Pith helmet's more manly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a military.
What are you, Sir Edward something?
Sir Edward Pith, who invented the goddamn hat. Those guys served like in a French Foreign Legion.
Bro, if you saw a man in a pith helmet in any other context, you would crush that man.
No, that's a guy. That's an adventurous. That's an adventurous man. I see bucket hat looks like old man.
So you want McDermott wearing a pith helmet on the sidelines instead?
He would look way more manly.
Oh, I thought you had more pith helmet.
And he wouldn't be attacked by birds like he is now.
That's all I got. Nothing about birds.
Well,
he was swatting them away.
That's why the Bills defense was struggling so hard yesterday, because McDermott kept getting attacked by birds on the sideline.
Crows wouldn't leave him alone.
Can we Google why the post office wears pith hats?
That's what I Googled.
Oh, okay.
It said specifically to prevent.
Oh, I thought
provide protection from the sun and the rain.
Okay, I thought that was just the definition.
And
of
the
why
helmets are lightweight.
Okay, should I start wearing a pith hat?
Provide ventilation.
We should get break room pith hats. Let's say break room on them.
You think it'll
promote the show?
Okay, I don't.
We'll go walking around town promoting the break room.
I am not above wearing a pith.
Listen to our program. We wear pith helmets.
The only show in Rochester not attacked by birds. All right, let's take a break.
That's not true, by the way.
We have been attacked by birds several times.
Every
you're
morning.
Right.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your Buffalo Bills get the win in Orchard Park yesterday, 31-19.
Come on.
They have scored over 30 points four consecutive games. They are undefeated. They are number one in the AFC. They are number one in the AFC East. They have a two-game lead on the Chiefs. They have essentially a four-game lead on the Ravens right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are good.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we talked this morning about how that felt like an unfulfilling win. But that's just, you know, we're splitting hairs now.
Yeah.
Splitting hairs. And not to mention, the wins on the field, those are not the ones that matter to us. It's the wins behind a microphone that rarely come for a man who doesn't know when to shut up.
I think I did pretty good.
You always think you did pretty
good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy made his picks on Friday. Now it's time to pay the fiddler, whore.
Fiddle me.
Let's just do it. Go ahead.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
What do you think, Ben?
All right.
The most explosive offense in the league, highest scoring offense in the league.
No, okay, there's a difference.
Are they?
No, they're the second highest. Yeah.
By a point.
Second high.
By a point.
Look at you.
And you told me that one Indy game was a joke.
No, I don't think Indy is as good as everyone thinks, but I'm correcting
what I just said.
Your information.
Get my information. Baby. They're going to air that arm out, bro.
Air Allen?
Thank you. Air Allen.
Air Allen.
Okay.
Air Coryell Allen.
We saw against.
He's going to be feasting on some Southern cake, baby.
The smart money might be on the under here.
You got to work on that passing game, man. You got big games coming up against big teams. You can't just be resting on. It can't be the Cookie Monster every other play, man.
We're not doing that.
The Cookie Monster has already been fed. Now we got to feed the arm, baby. No. We got to eat us some Southern cake, baby.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a clinic.
Hell of a day for Josh Allen yesterday.
Well, there were some drop balls, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened? You already making excuses?
Well, I'm going to say catch the damn ball.
Okay. Three total touchdowns, two through the air. Did throw his first interception.
Yep.
He was taking some shots, too. He was sacked three times, hit a whole bunch other.
Yeah.
He was
pressure
day.
Was on.
Yet despite that, he held on. Not for 300 yards, though. 16 of 22, 209 yards passing.
Yeah, but again.
Again, what?
Catch the damn balls, boys.
Bro, they had.
Even still.
Yeah, they had.
Almost 100 short.
Yeah. I mean, there was not 100 yards in drop balls.
Some of the guys were wide open.
There were not 100 yards in drop balls. It is weird.
We haven't seen those stats.
Kimmy, he was trusting his receivers to go make one-on-one catches. And look, credit to the Saints defensive backs. They made some really great defensive back plays. It's just you rarely see when Josh trusts someone to go up and make that play one-on-one, them not come down with the ball. It was weird yesterday.
Yeah. The Saints were going to force him to run it. In the beginning at least.
Which worked out fine. By the way, fun fact, not only did James Cook go over 100 yards again, and not only did he break a Bills franchise record, most consecutive games with a rushing touchdown with eight, that is the third straight game, because of the success of James Cook, I would argue, that Josh has not thrown at least 250 yards passing.
He's been kid's on fire. And you didn't want to pay him.
And they paid him exactly what they wanted to. They did. Why are you doing the
chin? They chintz that kid.
Yes.
Credit that kid's got good character. I would have been effed this. I don't even want your stupid ball.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
One of your kids to carry the goddamn ball.
You got that? Are they doing this on purpose with Josh? Because he only threw the ball 22 times yesterday. I mean, James Cook carried it 22 times.
What would be the
purpose, though?
What do you mean? Like, purpose, like not letting him throw it? No, I think he wanted to throw it. I don't think it was there.
Okay.
Because, at some point,
he
just took over and ran it himself. I would guess that was just because he didn't have any other option.
I mean, I think we did see yesterday, too, how valuable it is to have the same offensive line every week. Last season, the Bills, I believe, were the only team that did not have any offensive lineman miss time due to injury. Bills were missing Spencer Brown yesterday, tackle.
Turns out they missed the guy.
Oh, boy, do they. Yeah. Not so much in the rush game, but in the pass protection. All right. But your own one.
All right.
Your own one.
That but helps. He threw like he wanted 300.
Yeah, no, sure. Which is weird because there are most NFL quarterbacks don't want 300 yards.
I know. What's with these guys?
Let's get to
Nobody wants to throw anymore.
0-1. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday at CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara.
This running child ain't getting no groove.
Running child.
Ain't getting no damn groove, bro. He ain't going nowhere. I feel bad for the kid.
He's one of the oldest running backs in the league.
Probably wants to retire. He's probably got a nice house someplace in Orlando wants to get to.
Why Orlando?
A lot of those guys end up in Orlando.
He probably
lives near Daryl Talley. No, he's not. It's not going to happen for the kid.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Okay. All right, yesterday, Alvin Kamara, Kimmy, he showed up. 15 carries, averaged almost 5 yards a carry, ripped off a 17-yard run, and at the end of the day,
ain't no cookie monster.
70 yards on the ground.
Ooh.
Which was way higher, Kimmy, than most people thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
And I would like to argue.
What was the argument?
That the reason he did not hit 100 is not because he couldn't have. It was bad coaching. Kimmy, he was getting almost 5 yards a carry. It's not
and
like
then
the Saints
switched it up. Yes. They really started to spread the ball. I don't get why.
And they weren't out of the game until that final drive, so you could have run.
Well, they were doing whatever they wanted against Bill's defense.
Yeah, I would argue that it wasn't Alvin Kamara. It was bad coaching that saved your ass.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, that one doesn't matter because Josh wanted to throw for 300, but Alvin Kamara being able to get to 100 if they would have stuck with him, that doesn't matter.
You always got an excuse, don't you? Coach screwed me, man. Coach doesn't like me.
One and one.
He likes the rattlesnake.
Maybe you're going to go. Spencer Rattler.
Yeah. Whoa. The snake.
1-1.
Yeah.
Maybe you lay post game excuse Monday. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday.
Oh, I'm taking the 3.
Why?
I think that Bosa's going to light it up.
Why?
I like the name. I like his style.
Okay.
Bosa's it.
He got
baby.
Going a little
he's
bit
a star.
Last week.
Yeah. Bosa's a star,
look,
man. He's a legit star.
He's
a name because of his abilities.
Yeah, no, he's a name.
And you think he can't do this against some weak ass team with nothing?
He got one sack against the Jets, who are the weakest team they've played so far. And don't get me wrong, he's playing well.
He's warming up, man.
He's just not getting to the quarterback the way we thought. For example, Kimmy, every year when we play the Dolphins, that's like defensive end feasting. Greg Rousseau gets like 2.5 sacks every year against Miami. They didn't get to 2 at once.
Yeah.
So you are over 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
I think Bosa is going to have a hell of a day.
Okay.
And that's not a pick. I just say I'm taking the over.
Okay. Well, you took
don't,
the over.
Don't like screw me.
Oh, no.
That's not a bonus pick. That's just an opinion.
You could just run your. You could just stop running your mouth.
Noted.
That would help.
Good luck with that.
Okay. You lucked the F out.
They tore it up. Got to the boy.
No, not really. The Bills ended up with 3 sacks, so you hit on that.
Okay. Tore it up.
They had 1 sack until the final drive in which they got 2 sacks and 3 plays. Joey Bosa getting
right
the final.
The
I knew Bosa was going to come around. That's what I said. I said he's warming up. As he's coming around.
The game was already out of hand. There was no way the Saints could have come back and won
with
that
you.
Game.
If
it was
I
over.
Win, oh, yeah, yeah,
the game
Joey
was
Bosa.
Over. Kimmy, am I wrong?
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, they weren't getting to him all game. I don't know where all of a sudden it came from.
Doesn't matter, man.
By the way, he did say Joey Bosa was going to have a hell of a game, and Bosa ended up with 3 tackles and a sack. I wouldn't call it a hell of a game.
He did have a sack.
On the
he's
last
getting paid
play
for sacks.
Okay. Busted that's up where his face.
That's where he's getting his bonus, baby. Right there. Sack exchange.
All right, so you're 2-1.
Not bad.
You got 2 picks left.
Yeah.
You might be able to pull this sucker out. Let's see how this fourth pick went.
Pull it out, baby. Let's see it.
Yeah, next here. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 17 points or more?
I mean, that's a ton of points.
No, it is literally a ton of points.
That is like that's like college lopsided Alabama playing, you know, Austin Peay.
A third of the league won't score 17 points
right,
this week. Period.
Right.
End of sentence.
So, come on with these points. Too much, right? So, you're asking me, do I think the Bills...
You know what I'm asking!
Yes.
That guy's so mad.
Shut up!
I think you've had too much Diet Coke today.
Yeah, well,
so he asked
Diet
me to
punch you in the face.
Diet kind of punch you in the face?
That's right. A little less. No sugar. Right in your kisser. Go ahead. What you got?
So, you're asking me if the Bills win.
That's what I'm asking.
Of course.
Okay,
so.
Bills win. Okay. Bills win again.
And do I ask, this crazy point spread?
Yeah,
because if they cover, it would be...
Well, that would be a bona fide... Cage on blowout, baby. I guarantee on yawns on the side.
You think the Bills are going to win by 17 or more at home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I was with you. I said the same thing.
I think as soon as the Saints came down and scored on that first drive, everybody that was holding.
Like, oh, this is not going to be easy.
If you were holding 16.5. If you bet that, you knew your day was over. And here's the thing. The NFL, or the bookies, still had all of the points on the Bills. Like, after the Bills had given up 2 touchdown drives, they were still favored by 13.5 points with, like, 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter.
Oh, wow.
Like, nobody expected what happened yesterday to happen. And, again, it's weird.
Crazy Sunday.
But it's a double-digit win. You scored 30 points, and it's still somehow disappointing.
Right.
That's how good they are.
Well, you're 2-2.
Right.
You're 2-2. So you got a chance to go over 500.
Well, we got to wait for Carnival.
Actually, we don't. Go ahead, Kimmy. Go ahead and play the bonus.
Not so fast, Saints buddy.
You know nothing about this team. How are you going to? You don't even know how you.
This is going to be a bigger party than Carnival when we get done.
Ooh.
There's going to be, there may be some tatas in the stands coming out, man. It's going to get crazy.
Are you going to the game?
I do think this game's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
And it's going to just be a goddamn party.
Oh, so what's going to happen then?
I think Josh, well, he was MVP last year.
He was,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's getting another honor this year.
What's that?
They're going to be so impressed with him down in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They're going to offer him the honorary Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
No, you're being a bitch because like we're going to forget about this pick.
No,
season will be over.
I know. But they will remember, and they are going to make him. Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras.
So can't wait to revisit this in March.
Yeah, because we will not
forget.
He'll
be waving and thanking everybody.
Yep. Mm. Josh Allen will be the Grand Marshal of the Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
He'll be an honorary Cajun, an Arcadian son.
Yeah, we don't have to wait for March for this.
You never know.
Party in the stands?
Mm-hmm.
Were they partying?
I saw a lot of people were cheering him all the way off the field.
Yeah, I don't think.
Listen, if it happens, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, but you're not getting it. I mean, again.
Let it happen, man.
It ain't going to happen. Like Josh Allen yesterday throws for 209, runs for 45, has 3 total touchdowns, and it's still a pedestrian day for what we expect from him. It is, like we said this morning, Kimmy, it is.
You're spoiled.
It's awe-inspiring that he can just decide in the fourth quarter, I would like to win this
game. I got this, guys.
Yeah. 3rd and 5.
Watch me go. Like everybody get out of the way.
Takes off running on a 27-yard run.
Yeah.
They take another playoff, and then he throws a laser to a wide-open donkey kick.
I don't know why, but every now and then I forget he can do that. Because, yeah, he doesn't do it as often as he used to, but every now and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. We got that. We also have that aspect of the game as well.
And even in that 27 yards he was running,
he
jukes that one defensive back out of his jock and then just blasts another dude in the face with his shoulder.
Wait, there was a juke jock?
There was a juke, a jock juke. Jock juke.
Jock juke.
Jock juke that happened down there with Josh Allen's jock juke. All right, 2-3.
Not bad, not bad.
It's actually sub .500.
A weird game.
It was not a weird game. I warned
you. You said it was very odd. You felt weird.
No, I said.
You said you had a weird feeling.
No, I said I felt weird because we won, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not disgusted. We can talk about all of our feelings.
Yeah.
With our good buddy from 13 WAM Buffalo Plus. Dan Fates will be joining us just after 9 o'clock. He was there yesterday and got great footage of former Bills Saints Mitch Morse.
Slow motion and everything.
Yep, as the legend of the game.
Yeah.
Drinking an entire can of Blue Light. On the field before the game started.
Like chug-a-lug.
Oh,
really?
I like that. We'll talk to
them. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.